I'm Pop, Big Gun Brian Petrie, giving out the lot. One is mortal, you know it won't miss. Gonna take a shot. Dog lock, that's the underdog. Yeah, they in the hunt. Send them home, that's KO or submission. Yeah, somebody done. Slime ball, yeah, that's the parlay. We gon' make it known. Pick 'em pod from MMA Takes. Yeah, let's get it gone.
The last motherfucking card of the year, and I got my boys back. I got my boys back. We got Timbo in the A's hat. We got Christian with the normal haircut looking great. We got them all, babe. We're ready to go. Just tweet out the link. Hop on. Hop in the chat. Let's have some fun. We got Tarata Paku. Sorry if I'm pronouncing your name wrong, brother. I love your – that's you boxing in that picture. Love it. He was the first one here. Let's go, Big Billy. Deadline 1-2-3, let's go. We got 96. Hey, boys, made it finally. Let's go. Let's go, Paku. We're in here. We're in this motherfucker. I have to clarify something right off the top. I have to do it. I don't know if you boys watched the Anakin Florent. We did 10 picks. It's the final main event challenge of the year. I left the recording with a heartfelt message towards Kenny and John. People think, friends of mine, people in the comments thought that was my last show. They're like, oh my God, what, is this his last show? I thought it was pretty clear. I'm just thanking them for the full year. John even talked about changing up the main event challenge before 2024. So it's not my last show. As far as I know, it's not my last show. There's big things coming. There might be some more shows next year with your boy involved in it, or maybe the face of it. I don't know. We're trying to work some things out, but not my last show. I appreciate all the comments that were there. All were nice comments, but they're like, damn, BP's make me cut onions. Farewell, BP. I'm like, well, hang on a second. I'm done for the year, but we're still rocking. So I want to get off the top. I also want to get off the top. Tatum Temple bought me this shirt. That's the future champ of the OC right there. That's fucking Bo Nickel, bitch. United States of America is going to have a champion probably by the end of next year. A year from today, might be champion.
Take it easy.
Hey, no, he might be champion, babe. That guy's that good. I think Tim has the A's. Did I say the A's? That's my bad. I said A's. That's Atlanta Braves. My bad. You know, I don't watch baseball, but I do know the difference between the A's and the Atlanta Braves. All right, boys, how are we feeling about this card? I know Timbo's excited. Christian, what do you think, babe? You good? You good?
It's good. It's a good card. Good way to end out the year. I like it. Good way to retain my championship. Hold the strap for another month.
So you are the champion. I was thinking at the end of the year, since it's the last card of the year, right? We all throw $20 in. Winner of this wins the pot, right?
Sure.
Timbo, you good with that?
Love it.
Timbo made a face like, why don't we make it $1,000, bitch? But I'm like, I think $20, good. Winner wins 40, 60 total, whatever. Venmo, Cash App, whatever you guys want. So the winner of this will receive that, right? Let's go, baby. Let's add a little thing. Let's go.
There it goes. 0 fights in. We already got one bet.
I got 3 parlays for this card as well. 1 green hammer. Got the slime ball. Got 2 other parlays. And we're all 3 giving out locks. So 9 locks total. What other show would you be watching right now? Fuck, let's go. First fight of the night, Randy Brown, -270 versus Muslim Salikov, +220. I will be honest, I got these lines a few days ago, so they are probably very dated. So please check. These lines are actually pretty rock solid. This fight kind of came together last minute, kind of awkwardly. We do have an American champ, Sugar Sean, and I predicted that shit. Christian pulled the receipts. This fight kind of came together last minute. Muslim, I'll kick it off here, boys. I'll do the damn thing. Muslim Salikov is a guy who was really good for a long time, and then I think age has caught up to him. Inactivity has caught up to him. He's still powerful. He's still got that spinning shit, but he's just not aggressive enough for me. I don't think the durability's there. I don't think the cardio's there. When I first looked at this, I kind of looked at +220 and was like, man, Salikov at +220, that's interesting. He landed a wheel kick on Randy Brown, who's had chin problems. Yada, yada, yada. But Randy Brown's length and I think his confidence that's brewing is going to be a factor here. He also, if he wants, could maybe mess around and play on the ground. Randy Brown's heavy on the top. I like Randy Brown here. Keep his distance. Maybe get a second to third round finish. Not going to bet that. But I like Randy Brown kicking it off here with a dub. Probably by decision. Just styling on him for 3 rounds. But not overly confident. Let's go to Timbo. Timbo with that Atlanta Braves hat on. Gorgeous. Not the Oakland A's or the Las Vegas or the Las Vegas A's, apparently what they're getting moved to. The Atlanta Braves. What do you got, babe?
Yeah, it's Randy Brown by decision, per usual. He's very talented, but underwhelming and usually underperforms. But yeah, I think Muslim Salikov's on his way out. He's knocking 40's door down. Brown, 33 years old. You know, has some good wins. He got put in his place by your boy Jack. What do you call him? Jack Triple D? What are they, what's
three his name? Three name Jack. Three name Jack. Or JDM. Yeah, yeah, three yeah, name Jack, but, JDM. Yep.
I think Randy Brown's pretty much a lock here. He'll keep the distance, probably pick him apart. I'm not a big fan of Randy Brown. I think he has a lot of potential, but we just never see it in full effect. So maybe this is the night where we see him, you know, really, you know, show his full arsenal and full talent. But I love him here at that number.
I'm gonna go ahead and say something before I kick it to Christian. Timbo, you look super handsome tonight. You losing some weight? You doing something?
Thank you.
Because you're looking handsome, my guy.
Yeah, I've lost a lot of weight actually the last year. But yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
You're looking dynamite. I just wanted to say that your beard's always perfect, but you know, you're shedding some of that face fat. You got the everything popping. You look fantastic. No homo. Christian, you look fantastic as well, my guy. What do we got?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Stupid wushu on this stuff. I think he's got it pretty easy. Again, I might just add, see what that subline is, because I could definitely see that happening. But yeah, it's Randy Brown all day.
Randy Brown all day. That should be his new nickname. Christian, by the way, when I color code these when I do it, and I used to be green, but obviously with the slime ball and green hammer, there's a lot of green on my paper. So you're now purple. I hope you're okay with that. You're rocking purple. It's purple, yellow. Yeah, Randy Brown, I think we all agree. You know it's a good card when Randy Brown's the first fight of the night. I agree with that, Jordan. Christian looks like Bigfoot. Christian looks like Bigfoot from We Bear Bears. I don't know that reference. I'm going to take your word for it, Deadline. Probably whoever that is, the looks like a good looking guy. All right, next up, we got the heavyweights. Shamil, oh God, how do you fucking say this name? Christian, you want to take this name for me, bud?
Yaziv, maybe?
Shamil Gaziev versus Martin Booty. I know it's Budai.
Gizzle.
Shamil. Hey, listen, this is probably one of the worst fights on the card. Booty, which is what I'm going to call him. I do think it is Budai. Anyway, I think he's a new heavyweight in the UFC, but he fights like a heavyweight from like 2001. He smothers you. He uses his size. He's got decent cardio for being a little chubby. Not a lot of power there. Not very good on the ground. Shamil come out of the contender series where he showed he was good on the ground. He's got the plus number at plus 124. I'm going to go with the underdog heavyweight here. Have no true strong lean on it. This is kind of the stinky one, the stinky cheese of the night. But give me Shamil, and maybe if I'm feeling a little amorous, you know, I'll be on my new couch chilling, watching the fight, you know, dancing a little bit. Maybe I'll throw a couple bucks on the submission by Shamil, but I'm just not a fan of Booty. Christian, you're the heavyweight whisperer. This is what you do, my guy. Thanks. So tell me what you got.
Not the best fight, like you said. I kind of like Boudet though. For a low level heavyweight, and I love my low level heavyweights. I've been kind of impressed with. He's got a decent chin.
Impressed.
Good cardio.
Get the fuck. Yeah, impressed.
I mean, for being a fat slob, he's got pretty good cardio.
That can you be impressed with that? Well, listen, I'm impressed with him because he's a fat slob and he can throw. But no. Guy stinks.
Yeah, I don't know if he stinks or not. All right. Look, these guys' records are probably a little bit fraudulent. I mean, one loss between the two of them. Once they step up, they'll lose. I'm going to go with the proven commodity, though. I like what I've seen in Boudet. He's a little bit too much of a slow mover, which is like my only concern because Gaziev kind of has that early finish upside. And but I think he's going to get worn down and gas out. I mean, Boudet is like that lay on you in the clinch sort of fighter. And Yeah, guy just starting in the UFC. I don't think he's going to be able to deal with it for a round and a half. And I don't know. It's knockout or decision a little bit later. Over 1.5.
There you go. So I looked up the Bigfoot from We Bear Cares, whatever he said.
Yeah, I did too.
I don't know if you can see that.
I should have shaved this beard off because I have like my mustache is huge right now.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah, Christian, you going to court or something, dog? What's up with the clean?
The first thing I said to him was like, I've never seen you with a normal haircut.
Man, I got a cut when we were on the cruise, but I wanted to keep this mustache, but it's been a little bit cold here, so I had to let the beard grow out.
Clean up nice, dog.
Thank you for the congratulations on the new couch, right, Barry. Brian, I appreciate
you
it.
Too, brother.
Hey, thanks, man. I'm the heaviest I've ever been right now, but thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
It's clocking at 290 right now. Fat as shit. No, what's crazy, honestly, what it is I don't like, I know you look at my frame, people think, oh, this guy eats like, I'm a super picky eater, and it's not like I eat like vegan, but I don't eat like a lot of like bad stuff. It's just that I took 3 weeks off work, and that's like a lot of walking and stuff, and that always just kept the weight off. I took those 3 weeks off, took care of the wife, ate kind of whatever, not really what I, but my normal diet, and I just hop on the scale. I'm like, oh, shit. This thing's going up, but we'll get it off, man. We're getting back, you know, we'll do it. All right. So, Timbo, who do you like in this heavyweight scrap?
Yeah. Martin Bude is, a sneaky, like, was he 4-0, 5-0 in the UFC?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever picked him right. I haven't been impressed with him. I've been pissed off at the end of each one of his fights. I think he did finish Josh Parisi in first round. Last go around, but he has fought the shittiest of the shit of the heavyweight division. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go with the new blood here as well, especially hey, at dog yep. money. Would you say that? What was the line?
I had it at plus 124. Let me double check right now. It's plus okay. one. It's plus 120.
It was close.
It's plus 120. So it's come down a little bit, but it's still plus money.
I do some moving. We might see this closer to a pick'em as we get closer.
You're
to
right.
Fight
when
day.
People
give me,
really
give me
take
guys the F here.
When people really take a look at Martin Bude and go, what? This guy? I mean, Christian thinks he's mm-hmm. good, but I don't know, man. Christian, I almost threw a fucking you want to bet on you, but I didn't because this is kind of your weight class and I don't want to lose money. All right, here we go. Next up, Andre Feely, -175, versus Lucas Almeida, +145. Right back to you, Timbo. This could be a fucking scrap, right? Both these dudes like to scrap. Almeida a little wild in there. Feely's been around for fucking ever. Likes to throw down when he can. Both guys kind of tall, long here. What do you think about this fight here?
You said Timbo?
Timbo, yeah. Sorry, bud. I'm on you.
Okay. I feel like both of these guys have been around forever, but nah, Lucas Almeida's only got, shit, two fights in the UFC. Went on the Contender Series back in 2021 and lost.
Mm-hmm.
Coming off a loss to Pat Sabatini, not really any guilt or shame there. But
sure.
I've always liked Touchy Feely, man. I think he's an alpha male guy, ain't he?
Yeah, he's been pretty much his whole career, correct? Yeah.
Yeah. I think he's talented. His body is perfect for this division. He's long, lanky, you know, got good boxing, got good grappling. Apologies if you said it. What'd you say the line was here?
We got Feely at -175, and we got Lucas Almeida at +145. Feely the favorite.
Yeah, I love that number for old Touchy Feely here. Give me that. That's a nice little parlay piece there.
Hey.
I like that. Give me Touchy Feely.
Yeah, I like Andre Feely too. He's burned me so many times in the past, though. This guy was like, I'm like, oh, he's chinny. And he had only been knocked out by Yair Rodriguez. I'm like, oh, why do I think this guy's chinny? You know, he gets dropped a few times. So then I load up on him against Jonathan Brito, and he gets fucking put out in a second. I'm like, oh, this guy is chinny. He's coming off a really bad performance over Nathaniel Wood, in my opinion. I thought that Nathaniel Wood fight, he hurt Nathaniel Wood. I thought he should have won that fight. I felt like he didn't push on the gas. Could have been a confidence thing. You know, I think he should have won that fight and had all the capabilities of winning that fight. But he didn't. So all loss, he's getting Lucas Almeida, who's kind of a buzzsaw, gets in there, kill or be killed kind of guy, knocked out Mike Trezano, clipped him early, and then, you know, just got grappled, fucked by Sabatini and choked out. Philly has good takedowns. Philly is surprisingly a tall guy from 145 that does have a sneaky good surprise double for being a tall guy trying to change those levels. I like him standing up here. I like his kicks. I like his striking. Defense is always an issue for me. I think Almeida, if you really want to bet the dog side here, I think you got to get him first round. I think he's got to clip Philly first round because I think Philly, the longer the fight goes, the more confident he builds, and his cardio has been tested, and it's good. Give me Andre Philly. I do agree with you, Timbo. Number is pretty good. He's not in any of my parlays, but who the fuck am I? Timbo just sat throwing him in a parlay. Don't hate that. I don't hate that. Christian, he got it, Ben.
Yeah, you guys are a bunch of squares. Huh? You would take Andre Philly.
You son of a bunch bitch. Of
squares. Man, like you guys haven't noticed, Feely's getting knocked down, and knocked down bad, if not out, in most of his fights recently. I just looked at the knockdown. Like, yeah, man, he gets cracked.
Mm-hmm.
Almeida is really susceptible to the wrestling. If Feely were to do it, I could see this being a pretty easy win, like a parlay piece, like Timbo saying. The problem is he's not going to because he never does. Dude never wrestles. He's going to stand and brawl, even though his chin is just – it's fading quick. So give me the guy with way more power and probably way more durability too. I'm going to go with Almeida here. I like to take some dog shots. You squares wouldn't understand, but let's get some Almeida.
All right. Christian with the worst pick of the night so far, Lucas Almeida, who's going to get finished within three rounds. Sean Clark in the chat. That's your brother-in-law, correct?
That is.
I saw him go.
I got my mom nice. And my brother-in-law in the chat.
Your mom's in the chat too? Oh, there she is. Yeah. Hey.
Yes.
I follow your brother-in-law on Twitter, and he was having a fucking field day. I guess he's a Raiders fan.
Yeah,
he was having a fucking field day. Listen, I would too. You can't even score on the Vikings that my Bengals are going to piss all over this weekend. Woo, I'd be mad too. Aiden O'Connell's not the guy. He's not the guy. He's just not. He ain't the guy. You got to go back to that fucking beautiful bastard Jimmy G for at least now, or fucking sign someone. Sign RG3. That guy every weekend is on TV saying he can still play. Sign somebody. All right, let's go. Tagir Ulunbekov, -170 versus Cody Durden, +142. I'm going to go ahead and go here. I'm going to go and lead on this one because I'm excited about this underdog play.
Hello? Okay, this is Dog.
Okay, underdog. I like Cody Durden in this spot here. You know, Tagir Ulunbekov is a good grappler. He has a good guillotine, but Cody Durden's scrappy, man. He's tough. I've bet against him before, and he's just hard to get out of there. Ulunbekov, I know he's got the Russian name. I know he ends in an OV. Don't be scared of that. I think he's mid. I think he's basic. I think he's going to get taken down by Cody Durden. I think his only best chance is to keep it on the feet, keep it long with the striking. Cody Durden's striking is still a work in progress. But Durden, scrappy as a motherfucker, can get the fight to the ground. It's got to avoid that guillotine if he does, because the one back off, and we've seen it. He's got a pretty good ghillie. But Cody Durden at +142. Yeah, sign me the fuck up. What's square about that, Christian? Go ahead and pick the Russian. Oof. Christian.
All right, maybe I will. So these are two fighters that about 2 years ago, you probably check the tapes. I probably did say it. Tagir Ulunbekov, I thought, was a future champion. And I thought Cody Durden was the single worst fighter in the UFC. That is like, I'm sure, I swear I said that. I don't know if I said
that's
it to you guys.
You said Tagir Ulunbekov was a future champion, that's one hell of a take.
Yeah. Well, those are two really poor takes, it's starting to look like. I think this fight is going to be kind of close, but I think Ulunbekov is a superior fighter. I think he's going to have him most everywhere. Durden is super scrappy. He never quits. I mean, he did get choked out by Jimmy Flick, which is fucking crazy in retrospect.
Jimmy, let me tell you something about Jimmy Flick. Okay, that dude's tough. Yeah. I had nothing to say about it.
Yeah, it's going to be close. I'm going to trust my initial read and think that Ulunbekov is better. I wouldn't be surprised to see myself get this one wrong. I'm not going to call your pick out because, I've been wrong about these guys for pretty much their entire careers. I might check out the split decision. I'm sure it's juice, though. I definitely think it's going to go the distance. So whatever that's going to be, I'll probably parlay the over 2.5 or whatever it is. But I don't have a strong take. I'm going to listen to what Timbo says, and I'll probably pick dirt and make me look like an idiot.
Yeah, the over 2.5 was something that I was going to do the green hammer on. Over 2.5 is -238 right now. I think that's a lock. I think that they're going to go to a decision for sure. That was almost a green hammer. Now I'm thinking about it. Maybe it should have been the green hammer. God damn it. Timbo, what do you got?
Hey, shout out to Cody Durden versus Chris Gutierrez when CC bet that to go to a draw.
Yeah. Hey, let's go.
One of my best bets ever.
Let's go.
Hey, nothing beats fucking All American Wrestling, baby. And we're going with Cody Durden here as well.
Timbo.
Just continuous takedowns, relentless. You know, again, like Brian had said, he's got to watch out for the guillotine there. But, you know, as good as a wrestler he is, obviously that's a blueprint to watch out for that on this fight. So, yeah, I like Durden here by decision. Could sneak a submission as well. But, yeah, love Durden here. Another parlay piece there.
Yeah, if the line was like pick 'em, you're looking at Taguiar, because I do think Taguiar is more overall well rounded, but Durden is finding ways to win against pretty good fucking guys lately. You know, he got starched by Muhammad Mukhayev, and everyone was like, this guy stinks, and he kind of like built his way back. I think his opinions are a little crazy too. I think, you know, he's got some, you know, some stuff out there, but a plus 142, taking shot, baby.
That's the parlay juicer. That's the parlay juicer right there.
Parlay juice right there. I love it. Next up, Alonzo Menifield plus 200 versus Dustin Jacoby minus 245. Tim, I'm going to leave with you because I feel like you like Dustin Jacoby. I feel like every time we do this, and this could be just my shitty memory, you never pick against the guy. So I really want to hear your thoughts on this against Alonzo Menifield, just throwing bolos in there with Pat Barry in his corner, and that's it.
Yeah, Dustin Jacoby, one of the fucking best kickboxers in the game. I just got a lot of respect for him. I think he handles himself fucking awesome. You know, we never really hear from him, and he's got awesome wins in the UFC, and recently we've been seeing his power more so. Like he's actually finishing fights instead of just kind of pity-patting around, winning a points contest. Menifield's good. I mean, Menifield shocked me. You know, he's a fucking juice head, huge dude, but he's talented in his own right. But I just think Dustin Jacoby's just elite striker here, and Menifield's not that. So what was the line on Jacoby here?
Minus 220. Minus 245. Let me see if that's currently accurate. Almost nailed it. Minus 265. He's gone up a little bit. A lot of people feel the same way. Ooh, and then 96 RS, baby. Quietly overrated. Hey, yo. We got some dissension here.
I don't think he's
overrated.
I don't think people talk about him ever.
I think once
on the prelims.
I think we're going to find out once he reaches, because 205 is still kind of wide open. Once he's got a lot of fights. He fights quite often. Once he reaches his, like, top 10, top whatever, I mean, he fought Khalil Roundtree, who's now ranked 8th. I mean, shit. Christian, what do you think about this fight, bub?
Yeah, Timbo, the reason you don't see or hear from him is because he's out with the family.
Hey, yo, look at my guy there.
You see him there?
Is that you and Dustin Jacoby?
Yeah, Jacoby's right there, yeah. I believe he said that to us before.
No shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I don't... Because yeah,
Christian's rubbing elbows with all the stars. This guy's rubbing elbows with all the stars.
Yeah. Cool dude, actually. Really cool dude. I completely agree with everything you just said, Timbo. That's a great read. Jacoby's going to be able to measure. He measures the distance well. He's going to be able to keep it. Jacoby told me a year ago that he was going to get this fight and he was going to either knock him out in the third or win a clean decision. So I'll be betting that.
Nice.
This word straight from my boy. And yeah, I think I'll let Brian take it, but I'm sure we're all going to agree here. He should have this. Obviously, though, Menifield's got that nuclear option where she does in every single fight, but I don't see that happening.
Yeah, I mean, I love Jacoby in this spot as well. I don't think he's overrated. I think the thing about guys come, he was an MMA fighter, then he went to kickboxing, had a great success. I mean, he fought Pereira. I mean, he got knocked out, but he fought the highest level guys in kickboxing, did pretty well for the most part, came back to MMA through the Contender Series, and it's different. Kickboxing is a more rhythmic thing as opposed to MMA striking, and Timbo's right. He's starting to finally sit on his shots a little more as opposed to keeping that front foot light like they do in kickboxing. He's landing heavy shots. He's a big guy for 205 as well. He's not like a small guy. I like him here. Menifield, I think, you know, he's shored up his cardio, but he's back-to-back with Jimmy Crute, sloppy fights, coming off a submission win, which is a little surprising. Menifield's an incredibly strong guy. We've seen him clinch with people. I think that's going to be his game plan. Cut the distance out, clinch with Jacoby. I think Jacoby is a big, strong guy who handles himself well in the clinch. I think leg kicks are going to wear a Menifield as well. Menifield, by the second or third round, is going to be a little tired, throwing desperately while he's getting picked apart. Could he knock out Jacoby? Of course, anyone could. This is MMA, but we're not playing that game. I'm on Jacoby. I'm loading up on Jacoby. Slime ball candidate number one on Dustin Jacoby here. I thought the line would be actually a little bit higher. I know it's come up. I had it 245. It is now minus 265. When I saw this fight, both Kroot fights with Menefield were sloppy. I thought Justin Jacoby is a clean guy. Still, the takedowns and how he's off his back, still a bit of question mark, but you don't really have to worry about that, in my opinion, with Menefield, who might try a few takedowns, but he's not like a fucking D1 guy. He's not Bo Nickel, baby. You know what I mean? So, yeah, give me Jacoby. We all agree. Let's do it. All right, next up, Casey O'Neill, minus 198 versus Arian Lipsky, plus 164. Let's see the chat here, 96. Talk about feeling dumb, a meta type. Underrated. Oops. Oh, okay. 96.9. He's back, baby. He's on the board. He is underrated. That's my guy there. What's up, Fight Talk? Awesome year for you guys. Even better year in 24. Love seeing you guys talk fight. Thank you, buddy. You're the best. Yeah, so we got a female fight here. I'm going to go ahead and kick it off real quick because I don't have a lot of time on this fight. I love Casey Neal. She came back, I think, a little too quick from the injury, dropped that loss, has rebounded well. I think she's prime. I think she's mean in there. I think she's good everywhere. I think Lipsky is on a little bit of run. She started in UFC really shitty, and now she's starting to kind of put it together a little bit, but I just think Casey Neal's too much everywhere. Too aggressive, too mean. She's a bad fucking bitch. Give me Casey O'Neal. I don't know if I'm going to do finish or not, but you know, I like Casey Neal a lot. And you know,
are talking like you know chicks, and I'm the one who knows chicks.
I know chicks. You know what I mean? Slimeball candidate number two. Christian, what we got here, babe?
Yeah, I mean, that guy knows chicks. I think I know chicks a little bit. This is a banger. This is a really good fight. Both of them are, I mean, pretty decent finishers. And even when they're not finishing, they're in exciting fights. So, I mean, very easy on the eyes, too. It's going to be not going to take a break during this one. So I think Casey O'Neill is kind of dependent on the takedown in this fight. I think Lipsky will. Yeah, he does. Lipsky will probably smoke her if this stays standing. She is a better striker. And Lipsky's takedown defense, I feel like it has improved. She got out grappled by Antonina Shevchenko about 3 years ago, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
And I can't get that out of my head, but she hasn't looked like that fighter in the past two or three outings. Casey O'Neill, I think she's going to get to that takedown eventually. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she's relentless. I'm going to take the shot on her. I like it. I hope she's recovered from that knee injury. I knew she wasn't going to be last time. And luckily I bet that accordingly, but, I'm ready to hop back on the Casey O'Neill train. She's a good fighter and should be a good fight.
There we go. Timbo, what do you like in this fight, babe?
I like the Queen of Violence nickname, but that's about it regarding her, but it's King Casey, baby. Yeah. I think this line is way off. I think, I don't know. Maybe I got fucking goggles on or something, but I think King Casey takes her down here and has her way with her. And this is a nice fucking number for Casey O'Neill in this fight. So I'm really loving this one. I'm going to hammer this bet. Maybe decision, maybe sub, probably lean decision. But yeah, I mean, just her takedowns are relentless. If Queen of Violence can't get anything done on the feet, I mean, what is she going to do? So give me Casey O'Neill here.
I love your confidence, Timbo, because like I said, I got her in the slime ball, and I'm hyped that you are confident just like I was. And Lipsky, you know, she had a little turnaround because she was training with Nunes at that private gym with Roger Kroll. I don't know if she's still doing that because Amanda's retired. I mean, I'm sure Amanda's still training, but training with someone who's not, like, competitive anymore is different than when they're like, I got to defend my title, right? That's when you get your best work. You're still training with the mind of Amanda Nunes, and Roger Kroll seems like a good coach, but that was some of her success recently. You know, that to me is a little question mark. I like Casey O'Neill here. All right, next up. Oh, boy. Cody Garbrandt. Minus 205. Let's see if that's true. I was surprised by this line a little bit, boys. Cody Garbrandt, minus 198. Brian Kelleher, who I love, plus 164. I'm going to go last. I want Timbo to go first. Cody Garbrandt is not a well-liked guy among you, Timbo. I wish I would have saved some of those texts. So what do you like in this fight? Do you think the line's off? Do you like it for him? What we got?
Last fight with Cody Garbrandt, I don't know if I heard it from one of you guys or heard it from another sharp out there. Not as sharp as either of you, but some other sharp. about Cody Garber and wrestling. And I don't even remember who he was fighting, but I know someone had mentioned, like, oh, you know, he should really start wrestling. Or maybe I made up. I don't know, but he did. And I was fucking proud of him.
Mm-hmm.
This dude, like, your chin is fucking toast.
Mm-hmm.
You got to mix it up. You're a talented dude. You're still relatively young, maybe 30, 31 or something.
Mm-hmm.
But Kelleher, man, Kelleher is, he's got the boom and he's got a really good guillotine, as you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a tough fucking fight, personally. Mm-hmm. I don't know what you guys are thinking. I'm interested in hearing it, but give me Kelleher here, man. And it's no hate to Cody Garbrandt. I'm kind of over my hate for him. I started feeling bad for him just because
Timbo's got a heart.
He's at the top. I do, man. I don't know if it's being a dad now or what, but I feel fucking bad for him. But you know, he's bounced back. He had a good win in his last one, and you know, I hope to see him win. But my money's on the line. I'm gonna rock with Keller here. He's a fucking gritty vet.
Yep.
Good overall game, and that chin is just too suspect for me to trust.
I don't disagree with anything you said. Absolutely not, Christian. Did you say you had a Kelleher rap, or you a rap for me? Because Kelleher did a little rap for me. What we got?
I'm not gonna rap for you.
What?
I thought Kelleher wrote one. I'll have to go look it up and see what he said.
Yeah, he wrote.
I can spit it out a little bit later.
Okay.
I have to go find it though. But yeah, I want to talk about how Cody Garbrandt, like everybody knows, has zero chin, and there's nothing that you can take away from that last fight against Trevin Jones.
Yeah.
His output was pathetic. That guy, his output is as bad as Brian's boxing robot. He did nothing there. Just broke it. All he did is stand there.
Bro, I won't even get into that. Why'd you mention that now? I'm going to get over. Listen, there might be some fucking legal things getting involved. I don't want to touch on it. Let's go.
Yeah, so I'm not sure who's worse at fighting, the boxing robot or Trevin Jones. so I'm not taking anything from that fight. If Kelleher touches Garbrandt, then as far as I'm concerned, he's going to knock him out.
Mm-hmm.
Might Cody Garbrandt wrestle? Maybe. I remember the one time he did get touched in that last fight. You could tell he was freaking out. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was about to start throwing haymakers from his hips. And that's what he does. And Kelleher can take those punches because I don't know if Cody Garbrandt has much power left. So, yeah, I'm a little bit worried. Kelleher had, like, that Peyton Manning surgery where they fused a bunch of his vertebrae together, which is always concerning. So hopefully he can feel his extremities and he's not as stiff as a board. But I'll take Kelleher at, I don't know, plus 180 on a few books.
Yeah, some books got him higher, plus 164, plus 170 is what the median is.
So that's fine. I'm more than happy to take him against one of the shittiest fighters in UFC history. So, yeah, let's go boom.
It's pretty shocking. Listen, it's been 10 years since I've really been in, like, a competitive gym, but I used to go to pretty much everything locally around here. And it's shocking.
Yeah, I train, bro.
Yeah, Christian, shout out Molly. Shout out Molly, who went to the class as well. She's up there fucking knocking dudes out. Way to go, Molly. But when I would go around and travel with, like, Chris Curtis and all these other people and do some gyms and stuff, it's shocking where fighters that were chinny, that got chinny, that it scares them. And Cody's the same way. You know, Cody wrestled in the Rob Font fight. He took Rob Font down like 4 or 5 times. Went to a decision, showed that he could take a good shot, didn't get finished. The Trevin Jones fight, he took him down twice and just used his athleticism and speed, which is something that's very high level. I still go back to Cody versus Dom Cruz. That's one of the best performances I've ever seen. If Cody Garbrandt had a little bit more intelligence, a little bit better of a chin, at least fight IQ intelligence, he would be unstoppable. He truly would be. In the Rob Font fight, he gassed out. He wasn't used to wrestling. I think he's been wrestling a little more. There's been injuries that have been piling up in his training camp, which leads me to believe that he's been wrestling. He has a bad back. Kelleher, though, you got to watch out. You double that guy, he's going to take your fucking neck. Guillotine, nasty. I still think he's one of the best rappers, if not the best rapper in the UFC. I know we talked about it a little bit, and that's why Kelleher wrote me a little whatever. John Anik thinks it's Bryce Mitchell, who's also very good, but... You know, fucking, you know, Kelleher is a killer. I love his skullet as well. He's just growing the back of his hair out. Dope. The neck injury, though, scares me. That's a fucking hell of a surgery to come back from. The only guy I knew that came back from it and won is Aljo. Chris Weidman had that, came back and looked terrible. Kelleher, again, they originally told him his career was over. And he said, no, we're good. He's not like a young pup. He's only been knocked out once, and that was by John Lineker by a fucking just punch from the floor, right? Good chin, decent wrestling on himself. I don't think Cody, he's going to test Cody's takedown offense because he's super fast and athletic. I don't think that's going to get there. I think he's going to have to beat Cody's speed with timing. If you touch Cody, it's a problem. Kelleher does have decent boxing. It's not the fastest guy in the world, but he has decent boxing. I'm hyping up Kelleher because I like the guy, but I'm going Cody Garbrandt here. I just, one time I want Cody to fight to his abilities. And I think this fighter, a slower fighter coming off a severe injury, is a time where he could look fucking good. It is. If he doesn't look good in this fight, and he gets knocked out, career over, in my opinion, right? The UFC wants to hold on to him. He's this good-looking guy, exciting fighter when he can be. But if he gets knocked out here, I think career over. He's been delaying his return from Chevron Jones with all these injuries, and he's kind of got a perfect made matchup for him. The UFC, in my opinion, are doing him a favor. Hey, here's Kelleher, who on paper you're better than. He's coming off a fucking neck surgery. Let's get you a win, bud, right? But, you know, if he loses, it's toast. But I like Cody Garbrandt, my Ohio guy. He's Northern Ohio.
I was just about to say, your Ohio is showing.
Yeah,
it is showing.
You've never picked against an Ohio or a Longo fighter, ever.
Not true. I pick a bet against Matt Brown all the time. I mean, all the time. All right, yeah, Cody Garbrandt. All right, next up, Irina Ivana, -198 versus Kara Hossa, +164. This line probably moving, in my opinion. Let's go. I'll go real quick since I just was so long-winded on that. No, the line stayed true. I like Irina Adana here. She threw a fucking dud. Dud against Nunes. Did nothing. I think that pisses her off. She's long. She's got good kicks, good punches. Hossa does nothing in there. She clinches you, puts you against a cage. Very boring fighter. No volume. Adana, on theory, should win this fight. I'm going Irina Adana. That's it. Let's go, Timbo.
Her last fight was against Amanda Nunes. Jesus. I don't even remember that happening.
It was
Nunes beat the shit out of her?
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't remember it. It was a very poor performance by Adana, a very boring fight.
Okay. I'm assuming she's the favorite here.
Yeah,
I'm uneducated.
Yeah, you're good. -198. She's the favorite. Almost 2-1.
All right. I don't have much to say about this fight, honestly, except I'll forget about Nunez and Aldana's last fight, and I'll go Aldana with you.
There you go. Timbo, what do you got? Or excuse me, Christian, what do you got, bud?
Yeah, I mean, she was also losing that fight to Macy, whatever.
Shazan?
Shazan? Yeah, that was that ridiculous up liver kick.
Fuck yeah.
She was losing that fight.
Oh,
I don't think Aldana's very good. I'm going to go opposite you guys. Not because you guys picked Aldana, but I had Hossa circled already. I like her output. She has the ability to wrestle a bit. Aldana's so hittable. She's takedownable, and she can't grapple to save her life. I mean, the only thing I think she has is maybe like a little bit of a power advantage. So, yeah, give me Hossa here. And I think she's going to put that singlet on, take her to the ground, rinse and repeat. Aldana's not very good, and you're going to find out.
And I'm
Hossa all day.
And I'm going to find out what it's like spending your $20 because you want to bet, dude.
Yeah,
let's go. $20, $20. You're gonna buy me my fucking dinner for Saturday night. Let's go. And in case you
have Skyline Chili,
that's a little more expensive than $20. Sorry, but but if you really want to go head to head, I mean, in case you forgot,
are talking like you know chicks, and I'm the one who knows chicks.
What doing here? That's free $20. All right, next up, now we're getting the real meat and potatoes of the fights. Not a main card fight, which is surprising, but a fight that came together last minute, which is actually very, I think, more interesting than the original fight. Josh Emmett, +160 versus Bryce Mitchell, -192. I got to check these lines because these obviously lines came out late. Let's see if any movement has happened. Yeah, Josh Emmett, +180. Bryce Mitchell, -218. So a little on the Bryce Mitchell side. I'll go with Christian. Let's go Christian on this fight. What do you think? This is a good scrap for 145 here. I like the move by Mitchell taking on short notice because he's not a short notice guy. He's always said, I need a camp. I need this. I need that. Leads me to believe that he's out there working in Arkansas. What do you like in this fight here, bud?
Yeah, I kind of wish the original one would have stayed together because I like both these guys. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to see Emmett just kind of, I wanted to see him beat up on, it was Giga, right?
Giga Chikatsu.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I would have liked that fight. And I would have been pulling for Emmett pretty hard because I'm not a big Giga fan. Problem is Emmett is, you could see it in his body. He's not a good wrestler anymore. Those joints have taken a lot of damage. His hips are shit and it's pretty obvious. He's slowed down a lot. When he gets taken to the ground, which is pretty much in every
do that again. God damn it.
Fight now, he gives his backup a lot. And if you give your backup to Bryce Mitchell, that's game over. Bryce Mitchell's going to be on Josh Emmett, as he was saying, like flies on shit. He's going to be all over him, just nonstop, sniffing that crotch. Taking him down. It's Bryce Mitchell all day, I think. I kind of wish the matchup wasn't happening because I'd rather see both these guys win. So I like them both. Hopefully Bryce Mitchell doesn't have the flu or whatever that bullshit he was pussy excuse he had last time. Yeah, I like him a lot here. I think he can, I don't know, if it's just straight standing, Bryce Mitchell will get fucked up. But sure. It's not going to be. That's not how he fights. He's either going to choke him out or just, batter him with forearms and elbows for 15 minutes. So I think he's got it pretty easy.
I'm the opposite. I think Josh Emmett could win this fight easy if he fights up to his ability. Again, he's a little older. He's a little longer in the tooth. But I think his takedown defense is decent. I think the problem is he gets hit too much by power strikers, then gets taken down. That's what happened to Ilira Topuria. Bryce Mitchell ain't hitting him and hurting him. He ain't doing it. Bryce Mitchell, UFC just released a video where you put the headband on and you hit the ball, right? And they're like, seeing who can hit the most. Bryce Mitchell couldn't even hit it one goddamn time. Listen, the guy couldn't hit it one time. It's on their Instagram. Go check it out. Bryce Mitchell is a guy who I constantly fade, right? And the only time I was heavy on him, where I was like, oh, Bryce, here's, Topuria. I thought he had matched up well, then the flu, and he got fucking stomped out. Bryce Mitchell's tough. He's durable. His cardio is on point. Again, taking this fight on short notice is something that, to me, strikes, I'm in fucking shape. I'm ready to go. But again, Josh Emmett didn't care who he's fighting. He's ready to fight. He's got big, big power. If he clips Bryce Mitchell, that could be a problem. This fight, when you're hanging plus 180 on me on a guy like Josh Emmett, I'm going to take it, right? Bryce Mitchell is a solid fighter, and he could win this fight easily, take him down, and Josh Emmett can't do anything. I just don't know how easy it is going to be to take Josh Emmett down when you're not throwing any firepower at him, right? When you're not throwing anything at him. He's so tough and durable. I just don't see him doing that. But I've been wrong before. I underestimate Bryce before. He's obviously a very talented guy. He seems very confident as well. But again, just plus 180, I'm going to go Josh Emmett here. I'm going to go Josh Emmett. Timbo!
I'm still undecided, but I think this is going to be one of them fights where I'm betting Bryce Mitchell, but hoping that he loses and Kay would lose money if he does lose, because I think this guy's an absolute fucking clown. I hate his crotch-sniffing tendencies. I don't like his post-fight or pretty much anything that he talks about. I loved when he used to beg for Arkansas shorts. That was really cool, but then he kept talking, and then they let him go a little bit too long, and now he's annoying. But, his grappling is just really fucking good, man. Mm-hmm. And Christian made a great point about, Emmett's, 38, 39?
Yeah.
Them joints aren't working like they used to be. Yeah. As a newly 32-year-old, I can attest to that. And he's got, 7 years on me now.
Yep.
So, give me Bryce. I think it's just, constant going for the takedowns, crotch sniffing. Emmett is awesome. He showed tremendous heart in the Ilira Topuria fight, but that was a lot of brain cells he lost in that one. That wasn't good for his future, his body. So, yeah, give me Bryce here, probably by, decision. He just holds him down. I think Emmett's too tough to tap out or get TKO'd by him. But, I like Bryce here, nice. Unfortunately.
Quick question. Did we forget your birthday? Your birthday is in December, isn't it, Timbo?
It was on the 10th.
Ah, goddamn it. Happy birthday. I knew it. I knew it. Dude, I knew it was in December because your son's birthday is tomorrow, right? Is Cam's birthday tomorrow?
Cameron's birthday?
Yeah.
Cam's birthday is tomorrow.
Tomorrow. So happy birthday, Cameron. Happy birthday, Timbo. Couple December babies. I love it. I love it. Sorry I didn't wish you happy birthday. I'm a bad friend. Love all your takes. Listen, Bryce could win this fight. I just think Emmett has some X factors, and we'll see if he's got them. But the age thing, especially at 145, Guys at that, when they get old at that weight, they just don't stick around. You know what I mean? 39 as a heavyweight, you're in your fucking prime. You know what I mean? But a 145er, it gets tripped up. Let's see what this fucking guy. Timur thinks the world is round. That's why he doesn't like Bryce. That's my buddy, Jared Coleman. He's trying to make a point. He's making a flat. Don't laugh at him. He's going to get a big head. I see this guy every morning. He's going to be like, hey, I had your buddies laughing. Fuck you, Jared. All right, next up, main card, baby. Vicente Luque, plus 285 versus Ian Machado Gary. You better say the Machado Gary, minus 360. God damn. This guy has kind of stolen the show with his personal life. There's reports he won't show up to the press conference tomorrow, but he is showing up to the press conference now. Some crazy stuff with his wife. Here's what I'm going to say about it, because I meant to say this on my other podcast, or the podcast I did before, not the Pick'ems. He lives a life I wouldn't live, right? He lives, apparently, his wife's ex-husband's his nutritionist. He has her ex-husband's last name, so the kids can all have the kind of the last name together. It's very progressive. I feel like I'm a pretty progressive guy. I don't think I could do that. But listen, I'm not going to judge him for that. I know a lot of people are calling him a cuck, and Sean Strickland's having a field day. That's not my lifestyle. But what bothers me is he threatened to sue Sean Strickland for Sean Strickland making him. That's pussy shit, bro. You don't sue in the fight game. You're the one getting filmed every 2 seconds, making documentaries and putting out about your own life. That's fair game. If you live a kind of an interesting life like that, it's fair fucking game. You don't sue in this game. Suing is pussy bitch made shit. So I don't like that about him, but I do think he's a fantastic fighter. I know you guys do not like him that much. So that's why I'm going to go with you. Timbo, again, this is a guy I'm going to go with you first, because this is a guy that you don't love, but let's see.
I'll comment on his personal life as well. Dude, do whatever you want.
Yeah.
And correct me if I'm wrong here, but like, I know for certain that he was talking crazy shit about Neil Magny in his personal life.
Yeah, thank you. That's another good point.
I read somewhere else that he was putting like Jeff Neal's mugshot on a t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
So fuck him.
Yeah.
And you know, you're at a big time podcast, so I gotta watch my mouth. He can fuck me up and find me. But
I agree with you though. It's the worst day of Jeff Neal's life was a mugshot, and you're gonna promote a fight that way. Cool, right? But you got to be able to fucking take it, bro. And then he's saying some like outlandish shit about Neil Magny, who's in a custody battle. Like shit that wasn't even real. Like Neil Magny just said like, yeah, I think kids needs whipping nowadays or whatever. And he's like, how fucking dare you say you put your hands on the kids? He's like, I didn't. I'm just saying kids are soft now, which I kind of tend to agree with. I mean, kids growing up now, I mean, shit, you see some of these teenagers out there, they're soft. But yeah, so we can go on and on. But go ahead, Timbo. I'm sorry for cutting you off.
Yeah, honestly, though, the kid's fucking good, and he's very controlled and just mature in the cage, at least. Vicente Luque, man, he had his peak, I feel like. There was a time when Luque was like, came on the scene, I was like, yo, this dude's fucking good as shit. He's, you know, beating high-ranked fighters. And, you know, then I think there was the Jeff Neal fight where he just got tore up.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
That was not expecting that, and it was like some serious red flags. And I know he's going to have a reach disadvantage. I don't know what the exact inches are, but Machado's Ian Gary, whatever the fuck his name is, long reach. He's controlled in there, good patience, good striking. Probably by decision, he just peppers him, you know, with jabs throughout the entire fight. But I like Gary here, likely by decision. But I mean, who knows, man?
Yeah.
He's got a lot of shit going on in his personal life. He can get in there and get over anxious and get caught, because Luque can't crack. But
correct.
I don't see it happening. I like Gary here for betting.
Christian, it feels like you haven't talked in 20 minutes, brother. I'm staring at that face of yours. The floor is yours. What do we got here, bub?
It's a face made for radio. I can't stand Ian Gary. I'd never have been able to. It has nothing to do with whatever this stuff. I mean, I barely ever look at Twitter anymore, so I didn't even know like what was going on. I pretty much what you guys said is all I've heard of it, but doesn't surprise me. I mean, he's like an arrogant, but also like little bitch boy. Can't stand him. Mm-hmm. But like Timbo said, I mean, his skills in the cage, his striking is just so crisp, like so pure. I don't mind watching him in the cage at all. I mean, he does let himself be get caught, but he's got a ton of heart. He fights back from it. And anytime he has, he's come back and won those fights. Look, he's going to have the length. He's going to have some probably – I didn't even look.
Luque has the reach advantage. Just don't listen to me. Just don't listen to this guy. Luque actually has the reach advantage, as King just pointed out. But
yeah, I wouldn't say that.
I wouldn't think so either. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think – you know, Luque is super hittable. We've always known that. And I don't think Ian Gary's a guy you want to keep letting you hit you over and over again. Mm-hmm. I thought Gary's a southpaw for some reason too, but I don't think he is after all. So Luque gets killed by them. Ever since T-Wood almost finished him that first round, and then, you know, Luque came back. I think Luque's chin has looked – it's been a little bit more questionable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as much as I can't stand Ian Gary in this – seems like a golden opportunity to fade him. And I think I've probably picked against him in every other fight because I hate him so much. I'm going to go with him this time. I think it's a good matchup for him. And I'm going to see what the green hammer is going to be.
Dang it out. Listen,
I'm intrigued.
I love what you guys say. I do. Because Luque, listen, Luque had this number's good. I see some chat people saying Luque. When they trained together at Killcliff, Luque did submit him. His last fight against RDA, Luque was wrestling RDA. You know, Ian Gary got taken down two times by Song Kanong. It can happen, right? Grappling obviously is on the Luque side. Ian Gary is a phenomenal fighter. He's very, very good. A little bit chinny, I think. There's rumors he's been knocked out. You know, Leon Edwards dropped him with a head kick. Apparently didn't knock him out. Leon said I hit him with a head kick, but I didn't knock him out. Apparently got knocked out. Brandon Allen said down in Florida. Gets kicked out of a lot of gyms, a lot of problems, but he is a good fighter. And Luque, but you guys hit the nail on the head. He just looked bad. Didn't look himself. You can't fix defense so quickly. His defense in the RDA fight was grappling. If you do that against Machado, who's very young, strong, for you know, awkward, long, strong kind of guy, and young with good cardio, you know, you keep failing on takedowns, you don't win fights that way anymore, right? So I liked what all you guys said. I think this is going to be I like Ian Gary. Again, I think he's going to fight for a title one day, but I don't think he's going to look great in this fight. I don't think he's going to finish. That's why the green hammer's out, baby. I looked at Ian Gary by finish early in the week. It was plus 130 by knockout. I went, that's a little fucking low. Could he knock him out? Sure. But I like the over. Over 2.5, plus 100. You take this thing and you hammer it to the fucking moon, baby. Green Hammer, Ian Gary, Luque, over 2.5, plus 100. Can't believe that's plus money. Luque's been proven to be resilient, and the Jeff Neal boxing is completely different than the Ian Gary boxing. Ian Gary's very patient. He's more of a sniper. He doesn't get you out of one punch. You know, tough shit. And Luque might get dropped a few times, but I feel like Luque is going to wrestle here because of what happened on the mat down in Florida. But yeah, I think we all agree Ian Gary's very talented in the cage. Needs to work on some things outside the cage. The chat apparently fucking hates him, which I love. They're saying all this kind of shit, which I love. Let's see. Chael just reported Ian Gary out. Ooh, really? That's surprising. Can't listen to Chael news.
Oh, the media day.
Yeah. So he didn't show up the personal media day. I knew that. I mean, I could text the sources. I got sources.
Oh, yeah. Don't flex now.
Hey, I'm just trying to figure out which one to text. I'm not going to do that because I've never done that before. And I feel like that would be crossing some kind of friendship boundaries, right? I never want to be like, hey, you know, we talk about everything but fighting most of the time. But hey, what's up with Ian Gary? I'm doing my podcast. I want to show off in front of my friends. I would listen, if he is out, this might ruin his career for at least a little bit. Because all the shit's being said and you fucking pull out. Because he's a guy that would make fun of somebody for pulling out against him. You know, so again, that's just not a good look, in my opinion. All right, we're moving on. Next up, Tony Ferguson, plus 285 versus Paddy Pimblett, minus 360. Let's see if these lines are moving at all from this. 310 Paddy Pimblett, money's coming in on Tony, plus 250 for Tony. I'll go first. Listen, Tony Ferguson has lost his mind, the little mind he had left, has lost his ability to fight competently. I was never a big Tony Ferguson fan. I always thought when he had that run against Kevin Lee and everyone was trying to fight the set up the Khabib fight, I thought he was a little overrated. I thought Khabib would have fucking smashed him. Check the tapes. You know, I didn't think that was even going to be a close fight. And now here he is getting submitted by Bobby Green. Now, say what you want about Patty. Overhyped, not the best fighter in the world. His stand-up needs to work. He lost to Jared Gordon. All those things I don't disagree with. But he's got something about him. That was the best walkout I've ever seen next to Rich Franklin in Cincinnati was when I was in Vegas watching him walk out. He has good grappling. Tony Ferguson has zero takedown offense. And Tony Ferguson decided to hire David Goggins to fucking train him for this fight. And then I'm like, okay, cool. You're getting your mental and your cardio from Goggins, but who's teaching you stand-up? Who's teaching you grappling? Who are your coaches? He's got Tyler Wombles, who's a longtime guy up in Sacramento for Team Alpha Male guys, an okay Thai guy, and then no one else. Don't know if Eddie Bravo's going to be in his corner, don't know anything. And then I watched the embedded, and the guy's pulling out a fucking lizard. You want to see my lizard? He's walking around with a fucking pet lizard. The guy's deranged. The guy isn't even cool crazy. He's just crazy. And he's just not there anymore. I like Paddy Pimblett here. This could be a mortal lock for me. I think the line is crazy high for Paddy Pimblett at minus 360. But I just think Tony Ferguson's that far gone. I think he's tough. I think he still has heart. Those things are never going to go away. But skill for skill, I think if Paddy gets on top on the ground, Paddy is very good. That's where he wants it. That's where he wants to fight. I like Paddy here. I like Paddy by finish as well. That was almost a green hammer as well, but I did not decide to do that. But I like Paddy big time here. Christian, who you like? I saw him looking through his drawers. You got to get a pet fucking lizard now, bro.
You know, I don't watch any of that media stuff, so I didn't know about that. But for old time's sake, I think we might have to go back to the well one more time. I think I've picked Tony Ferguson to beat Charles Oliveira, Benil Dariush. I did pick Michael Chandler, picked him to beat Diaz, and picked him to beat Bobby Green. So I'm due. I think he can do it. Look, I mean, this is Paddy Pimblett is no Dariush and is no Charles Oliveira. You know, I don't think Paddy's going to be able to cut through him like those guys did. Look, his world is in complete shambles. He's completely washed. The guy just has nothing left. Yeah. But he has been at the top level before. He's been up there. And I'm going to say that experience is going to beat a fighter in Paddy Pimblett, who I don't even rank. I don't think will ever be a top 15. I mean, they'll get him in there, but I don't think he'll ever be of that quality. So I'm going to think, you know, Tony Ferguson did beat Michael Chandler for a round two, and Michael Chandler's a good fighter. So I'm going to say that he's just got against the worst fighter he's fought in his entire career, or since he probably got to the UFC, I'm going to say that he can beat him. I mean, I'm obviously probably crazy. Should have brought my lizard, but
yeah. If you're picking Tony Ferguson, you're crazy. But listen, the number's good. You broke it down beautifully. Quick question before we kick at the Timbo. Are those sunglasses from the dog, the bounty hunter line? Because they look like it.
I don't know. I found them in my drawer.
I fucking love them. I need a pair of those, dude. All right, Timbo, what do we got here? I'm interested where you're going to pick because I don't think you're a Patty guy either. But are you laying up here? What are you doing?
One thing, there is a lot of chatter on MMA Twitter right now about Ian Garry pulled out of this fight.
That's crazy. Like, I see the chat. I see the chat saying he skipped media day. A lot of people are saying he's pulling.
So if you get some sources on that, that would be excellent. But and now you can't trust blue checks anymore. I'm looking at fucking blue checks. I'm thinking, oh, it's legit. But a fucking guy with 10 followers can have blue check. But
yeah, Brian Petrie, big gun Brian Petrie got a check mark, man.
I'd love to see Tony win, but it's just not going to happen, man. He looks so bad in there. Respectfully to him, he's fucking nuts, and I love it. But I think Paddy fucks him up, honestly. I think he can pretty much take him down whenever he wants to, and I think he gets a finish. I think Paddy by finish is a lock here. Don't know if it'll be TKO or submission. Probably submission, but it's going to be a sad day for Tony Ferguson, and I'm going to hate to see it, but I'm going to love to win money.
Yeah. Tony, that's the thing is Tony's not like a one punch guy either. He like thuds you. He's got really wide hands and he thuds you and you bleed a ton, but he doesn't like put you out with one punch. And that's kind of what you got to do with Pat. You got to clip him hard and finish him. I don't see Tony doing that. And I just see Patty being able to take him down and dominate him. Patty looks to be in phenomenal shape. He didn't get super fat after he recovered from his ankle surgery. He got in shape. He's not trying to stay fat like he used to. And I just think he takes Tony down. And Patty's really good on the ground. I mean, especially on top. Him on top is smothering and good. And we've seen Tony Ferguson on the ground just looking like a bum. So give me Patty as well. Like you, I already went. What the fuck am I doing? Sorry, I already went. Yeah, we're all on Patty. Tony or Christian's on
showcase fight.
Yeah, 100%.
This is Patty's show. Like, you know, he's got Jared Gordon, fucking the dude that twerks, Jordan Levitt, you know his name.
Yeah.
Like, this is his first big name. And yeah. Granted, it's a wash Tony Ferguson. So yeah. I think he fucking takes advantage of this opportunity, capitalizes, and finishes him brutally.
This is kind of the UFC's. This is kind of the UFC's, like, track record. And Kenny Florian hit the nail on the head on the Anakin Florian. He said, this is what they do. They build stars by giving them old stars. Like, when Rich Franklin, before he blew up, they gave him Ken Shamrock, right? And, like, people forget about that fight. Rich, like, destroyed him. But, like, that's how they kind of do it, unfortunately. Strikeforce did it for a while as well. And that's just the name on the game, unfortunately. And the thing about Tony, what scares me, though, is, you know, he's up there in age. And he's going to be fighting bare knuckle when he's 50, probably. Like, he's just not going to stop. It's going to be an ugly story. But for this take, we'll go Patty Pimblett. All right, next up, Shavkat Rakhmonov. Everyone's favorite fighter on this card on Twitter. Twitter can't get enough of this fucking guy. Minus 520. Is that still true? Minus 650. Holy shit. Against Steven Wonderboy Thompson, minus 470. Lines are moving. I kind of saw that coming. Christian, we'll go you first here, babe. Wide line, interesting fight. What do we got?
Man, I've loved Shavkat since he debuted against Cowboy Oliveira a couple of years ago, like peak COVID. And I've been on his dick ever since then. I mean, this guy is incredible. I've said that I think he's better than Chimaev. I'm not sure after watching that Jeff Neal fight that he is. But he's incredible. And this is a stunningly easy matchup. Steven Thompson is not even close to what he used to be. Look, if he decides to like stand and bang with him like Kevin Holland did, he's at risk of making it a close fight. Even at that point, I still think he can win standing. That I think Thompson just has, you know, regressed enough that a young up-and-comer like Shavkat's got too much room. If this gets near the ground, it's over. I mean, Steven Thompson is pathetic on the ground. So I don't think there's much to talk about. This is Shavkat all day. I'm sure some people for nostalgia and that Steven Thompson is almost plus 500 or is plus 500 will take him. But this is a stone-cold lock. I mean, if this – yeah. If this goes even to the second round, I'll be shocked. But that's up to Shavkat how long it goes. So Tim all day, no surprise. Timbo, what do you think? What do you think, boy?
I'm getting my sources. I have a good inside source that says he doesn't think it's true, what Chael's saying, but he fully doesn't know. So about Ian Garry. Timbo, you froze up, babe. Here you go. You take this one, bud. Sorry.
All right. Christian, beautiful transition there, brother. I love it. I'll be throwing 10 bucks on Steven Wonderboy just for the nostalgia factor. And I don't think he's as washed as you're fucking leading on. I mean, Jesus, he did just piece the fuck up Kevin Holland not too long ago. Granted, Kevin Holland could have and should have taken him down and won that fight, but he didn't. Rakhmonov isn't going to give him the same luxury of saying, okay, I'll stand and strike with you. I think the line is disrespectful. However, I do think Rakhmonov will win. He's another pretty easy parlay piece. I don't know if he'll get a finish. I like Rakhmonov and maybe over 1.5 as like an alt line there. But Rakhmonov is the real deal. I'm a big fan of him as well. Mm-hmm. So give me that huge favorite money.
Huge favorite money. Love it. Don't slide out. Slimeball parlay candidate. I went big because I got three parlays I'm dishing out. So I had to go big. I like Shavkat here, but I keep getting this fucking gut, the feeling that Shavkat's going to go, you know what? Let's bang it out. Steve Wonderboy Thompson's not a guy you really want to test your stand up with, right? He is sneaky. 40 years old or not, he's sneaky, dude. And Shavkat took a lot of shots over Jeff Neal, dropped by Jeff Neal, got to wrestle. The blueprint's there from everyone. Look at Bilal, look at Gilbert. That you take down Steven, even if you threat a takedown, his volume dips, right? And Shavkat's a big, strong fucking dude. And he seems like a real, like, just level-headed dude. I've heard worlds about him down at Killcliff. People say he's the nicest dude. He's a killer. Like, really good, like, salt-of-the-earth kind of guy. And listen, I hope he keeps his finish streak alive. I don't know if he can get Wonderboy out there. It'd be impressive if he does. Wonderboy has been proven to be pretty durable. You know, it could be a decision win. But, you know, I want to root for history. I want to root for another finish. You know, everyone he's fought, he's finished. Let's go finish. I'm going to be the asshole that that ruins that. So give me Shavkat as well. Shavkat Rachmanov. By the way, did you guys see Colby Covington's, like, new nicknames for people? He called Shavkat shit rat, and he called Ian Cuck, like, and all the Colby fans think it's, like, the funniest thing in the world. It's like, these aren't even good. What do we?
Yeah, he's not funny.
Why are we even? Speaking of a Colby fan, here's a Colby fan right here. If Ian Gary's really out, does Bilal say fucking fight Luque? No, because Bilal's gonna. Why would he do that, Jarrett? You fucking bozo brain, you spaghetti head. All right, here we go.
He already beat
Luque. Why would he's there for the title? That's what people keep saying online, because people don't like Bilal. They go, oh, I think they're what they're doing is they're giving Bilal the backup title shot and then having Wonderboy pull out and making him fight Shavkat. I'm like, in what world would he do that? He's there for the title, man. All right, co-main event, Alexander Pantoja, -175 versus Brandon Royval. Now, whose guy is he? Is he Timbo's? Because we all know he's Timbo's guy. Christian, you inherited him, but whose guy
Timbo
is he?
Timbo gave him up, and I have not given him up.
Okay, let's go to Timbo first, because I feel like this is still Timbo's guy. He's just hiding it. Timbo, what do you like, man?
Brandon Royval was my guy, and then something happened. I can't recall, but he's been my guy since I've been on this podcast. But you got to go against your guy sometimes. I think Pantoja is fucking just awesome. I think he's so good. I picked him against Brandon Moreno. Loved the dog money in that line.
Yeah.
And I'm going to pick him here against Brandon Royval as well. Royval is good, but he doesn't have anything that Pantoja doesn't have.
Right.
He's not really better at anything, I would say.
Sure.
Pantoja's just slick and crisp and good everywhere. I like Pantoja. I know it'll be 5 rounds, so decision's tough, but I like Pantoja by decision here. I think it'll be a close one, but it'll be kind of like GSP days when he's, like, comfortably controlling the fight the entire time.
Yeah, Pantoja really opened my eyes the last time out against Moreno. That was not an easy fight. We thought he gassed. Then he took shots. He started mixing things up, laying in takedowns, switching his game plan up, looked gassed, got his second, third win, and really ended that fight good. I know it was very, very close. And he's got a win over Royval already. And Royval, I think, has made improvements. It's calming down a little bit. You can't take the full wild out of him. You know, he's a wild boy. You got to let him do his thing. But you got to kind of harness it a little bit, which I think they've done. He is dangerous. He can throw some spinning elbows and some crazy shit. And he is good on the ground. But I think Pantoja is light years ahead on the positioning. Royval is good on the ground when it's scrambly. It's explosive. He'll catch you with something. You know, he's got good up knees. He's long for the division. I can see him catching Pantoja, but Pantoja has shown he's got a good chin. I mean, he took some solid shots from Manel Cop, Moreno. He stood up to all those. I love Pantoja here. He's another one of my parlays. I already gave this out in the Yank and Florian, but this is going to be and still for me, Alexander Pantoja. I wouldn't even mind a submission finish here. I think that might be my play as well. I might get him by sub, which I think is not a great number, but because that's how he finished him the first time. But this should be fireworks. This should. This should be a fun fucking fight. 125 is going to be a banger. Christian, what do you got, bub?
Yeah, it's a fantastic fight. I mean, I know it's already happened once, but the first time it was great. Pantoja is so well-rounded, just legendarily tough. You know, there's been talk. You had said it, Brian. You talked about his cardio and the questions about it, and he was able to persevere right through that. Royval, arguably the most exciting fighter in the UFC, probably the most exciting fighter at 125 or the, you know, the...
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, for sure.
What I could see in this fight is where Pantoja was able to push through in the fight against Moreno in those times where he said he got a second win. The thing is, Royval doesn't give you a chance to get that second win. He will break you with that constant pressure. He just doesn't stop. He keeps coming at you. There is no breather. There is no pushing through. It's just that pace is constant. His fighting style is so unique. And I think that's what's actually going to happen. I love the way he looked in that first fight. I think he has the ability to hurt Pantoja more. Look, if it's a decision, I think Pantoja will probably run away with it. But in 15 minutes, I'm thinking the Royval's going to be able to finish him. I think he's probably going to be able to choke him out somehow. I don't think he's going to make the same mistake that he made last time. I think Pantoja's going to get caught making a mistake under that pressure, that relentless pressure, because I'm not going to trust that all of a sudden his cardio is perfect and it's elite after he did have one great cardio performance. I'm going to trust what I've seen over the years, and I think he's going to break under that Royval pressure. So give me Rawdon.
Oof. Oof. Have you guys seen
that breakdown?
Yeah. Have you seen that Robert De Niro meme where he's like, you, right? This is Christian. This is a guy who could be winning 60, 40 bucks, right? End the year as a champion. He ain't playing it safe. He's picking Tony fucking Ferguson. He's putting on glasses. Picking Royval. This guy's going out. He's swinging. You got to appreciate that. Main event time. I'm excited for this main event. Not because I like both guys, but I just have a feeling this is going to be an interesting style matchup. It's going to be an interesting fight. I feel like there's going to be some up and downs. It's going to be a close fight. Leon Edwards, -148 versus Colby Covington, +124. I think this line's moving. Got to imagine a lot of Colby's guys. +140, so it's gone up. Colby's even a better number now. We'll go right back to the man who just broke it down phenomenally. We'll go back to Christian. What do you got here, babe?
Not as great of a fight. I've actually had a hot take on this probably even before it got announced. Look, Leon, I've never been really impressed with the way he has looked in these fights against Usman, at least. Okay. I've never really been impressed with him much at all. I think he has a way that he lets rounds be close, that he that he lose rounds. I don't think he even beat Usman last time. I think I scored a draw. I think that's probably a less than, I don't know if that's a mainstream or popular take, but that's how I scored it.
No, I mean, listen, it was a close fight. I've heard people say that.
I think, and you saw this especially in the first fight when he was really struggling. I think Usman came back in that second fight probably a little bit too soon. I don't think he wanted to. It didn't really look like he'd ever looked in his entire career. I see Leon in this fight. This is kind of similar to the last one. I see Leon when things aren't going his way, and Colby certainly early and often, and Colby's got amazing cardio. I think he's going to just be up in Leon's crotch the whole time and prevent Leon from getting that space that he wants, where he really excels at. I think we're going to see a fight much more similar to that first Usman fight. And I think you're going to see Leon breaking. I think you're going to see him frustrated and not being able to do what he wants to do, frustrated from being put on his back, frustrated that he's having to fight so close in where he's not as good, where he can't use his size and his striking advantage. I just don't think Colby's going to ever stop that pressure. Usman will take a break and strike. Usman fell in love with his hands. He likes to use hands. Colby couldn't care less about his hands. He'll do 1-2 shoot, 1-2 shoot. And that's all he's going to keep doing. He can do that for 25 minutes. And I think he's going to break Leon's will to do anything. I think he's going to break Leon's ability to really hurt him striking. I just think it's going to be push against the cage, you know, double leg him, single leg him, whatever it is, just constant relentless pressure. And I think Colby wins a boring, terrible decision. Just a fight nobody will ever want to watch again. And we'll have one of the worst champions, most annoying champions, biggest piece of shit champions in UFC history. So give me Colby.
Golly. Tell me how you really feel. Timbo, what do you got here, bub?
I think Christian nailed it on the head.
Wow.
I mean, a lot of the sports books, at least the major ones, they offer like where you can kind of bet two ways for the fight decision for finish for both fighters.
Yeah.
And it's going to be Colby by decision or Leon by knockout. Nothing else could happen here. Colby doesn't have any knockout power. Neither does Leon, honestly, except for the head kick, which is, you know, anybody's going to knock someone out with a fucking perfectly, beautifully executed head kick. But again, I think Colby's pressure is just going to be too much. Like Christian said, there's no ego with him in his hands. He's fine with 1-2 shoot, 1-2 shoot. He'll do that for 25 minutes. His cardio is fucking on point. Yeah, I love the dog number on Colby here. You know, he's, again, cardio king, man. Mm-hmm. And his wrestling is phenomenal. You know, I don't really see a way Leon wins this fight personally.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. I have such a different take. It's crazy. I think this fight,
I'd love to hear it.
I think this fight will be exciting because I think when you become champion, you get better. Leon fought better that second fight than he did the first fight with Usman, even though it was very close. I agree with Christian. It could have been a draw, maybe even Usman won, but Leon fought better. Leon's takedown defense is very good. I almost want to bet somebody that Leon lands more takedowns than Colby. I don't think Colby's takedowns are that good. I think his pressure is good. He breaks you, then he gets you taken down. I don't know if he can be able to do that with Leon. I think he's going to pin Leon against a cage. I think he's going to come up empty on a lot of these takedown attempts. Leon's a big fucking dude, strong guy for this division, and he knows how to prevent takedowns. When Usman went for the takedown the first fight, Leon landed him out, right? But Colby's pressure is what is throwing me off here. I want to load up on Leon. I think he's the better, more well-rounded fighter. That's how you say that. But Colby's pressure is a problem. His stand-up is getting better. His confidence is getting better. He's been out for a little bit, which I think is going to help him be willing to get in there and get in those dog wards and get beat up and take some shots. Leon is really good in the clinch with some elbows. He's really good at distance. He's kind of a sharpshooter. If he turns his volume up just a little bit, which I think his coaches have got to be telling him, throw the high kick more. Who cares if he's shooting singles? Throw the high kick. Get him off balance. Throw your left hand more. Turn the volume up a little more with a pressure fighter. Cut your angles. I think you're good. I'm all over Leon Edwards here. I think this could be an interesting thing. I feel like he's going to maybe lose some early rounds so he figures out Colby, then put it together, or vice versa. I think this fight can go many ways here. I don't see a boring fight. Obviously, I've been wrong before, but I like Leon Edwards here. And this is another and still. And that's my first parlay I'm going to give to you. The and still parlay. Leon Edwards versus Alexander Pantoja. Already placed it. Plus 165. For your boys out there, already placed it, got a few unis, got two more parlays coming up, but that's it. We picked the whole card, so let's get into the fucking locks. I haven't eaten dinner yet, so this should be fun when I eat and try to go to bed, and my indigestion goes, hey, bro, you're 37. Where's those thumbs at? Christian, you are the champ, so you get to pick your lock first here, babe. What lock you want? Send them, dog,
yeah.
Mortal.
Man, I got so many dogs, but I'm going to really have to go against you here. I'm going to take Colby as my dog lock. I think that's probably my most confident read on the entire card.
I don't hate that. I like that you're confident, babe. Timbo, what do you got? Dog lock.
Oh, give me one sec.
I think the only other dog you got here, or you got Kelleher, you got the heavyweight, Gazi.
Is Cody Durden a dog?
Yes, you got Cody Durden.
Give me Cody.
Okay.
All-American Wrestling, just like Cody. That's a parlor right there, folks. All-American Wrestling with Colby and Cody.
There we go. I did not say his name because that was my dog lock. So for the viewers out there, I know, you know, I can't pick the same pick as Timbo. Great pick. Load up on Cody Durden. I think he is a dog lock. My dog lock. Here we go. Let's go. Josh. Josh Emmett. Yeah, I mean Josh Emmett. I am pretty bullish on that. I think he can stop the takedowns. I mean, it could be completely wrong, or I'm going to look like a fucking genius. All right, next up, Mortal Lock. Timbo, we'll go with you. Or no, excuse me, any lock. Send him or Mortal. We'll go with you, bud. Who do you like?
I'm going to be a little risk taker here and do a close one. I'll take my mortal lock as Casey O'Neill.
Woo! I like that.
Mortal. I was thinking about taking her as a send him.
I like that mortal
lock. I think we all like her in that
We all like her. I like that a lot. All right, my mortal lock. I gotta grab him. I'm so bullish on him. It's gonna be Alexander Pantoja. And Pinto, I almost went Leon Edwards because I want to go head to head with Christian and go fuck this guy. I'm right. But I'm letting the ego settle, and we're going to go Pantoja. I've been on him. I put 5 units on him on the Anakin Florian, so I got to go with Pantoja as my mortal lock. Christian, mortal lock, who do you got?
Don't worry. I'll get us some action because we'd love to disagree. I'll take Bryce Mitchell as my mortal.
Oh, there it is. We got some action, folks. Action, Jackson. Fucking, all right. So I get send him home picks. Patty the Batty. Pop!
Damn.
Send him home, Patty the Batty. I think he submits him, dude. I think he puts Tony out with a submission. Rear naked chokes. Tony ain't gonna tap, but he's gonna get out of there. Patty the Batty, send him home. Christian, or no, Timbo, send him home. Who do you got?
Shit. If I could have got Patty there, I'm walking away with $40. Easy. But now we gotta make a fucking bet I don't really like.
See what we got, Timbo. Who we got, bub?
Give me sorry, I'm taking so long. Give me.
You're good, man. Take your time.
Give me Brian Kelleher, man.
Ooh, okay. You know what? I don't hate that. I think he has a lot of ways to finish. I don't hate that at all. That's a good play right there, bub. All right, Christian, last pick here. Send him home. Who do you got?
Yeah, man. I kind of want to take Rude Boy, but I'm not going to trust that that volleyball player you guys like, Gaziev. And I'm going to take that fat slob Boudet to
send him home? Oh, my God. Send him home, oh, that's some fucking. My that's food's not going to give me indigestion. Nice. That shitty pick's going to give me the indigestion. Ah, terrible. All right. So, you guys got the green hammer. You got all our locks. I gave you the heat, I gave you the and still parlay plus 163 on DraftKings Sportsbook. The green hammer, Ian Gary, Vicente Luque, over 2.5 plus 100. That's a gorgeous number. First parlay, we'll go with the slime ball parlay. Everyone's favorite. We got Shavkat Rachmaninoff. We got Casey O'Neill. We got Dustin Jacoby. That is plus 140. Not the biggest in the world, but we're at plus. And then the He Hate Me parlay. Do you guys remember the XFL? Oh, the boy who wore the jersey, yeah. He Hate Me. Yeah, it's the He Hate Me parlay because I feel like all these fighters are hated. According to the chat, they're hated. We got Ian Gary. We got Patty Pimlet. We got Cody Garbrandt. And that's coming in at plus 159. Three parlays, nine locks, green hammer. We closed the year out with a bang, boys. We did it, boys. Happy birthday to Cameron. Sorry I can't be at your party. Congratulations to Timbo, newly engaged. I did shout you out on the podcast, but I want to see your face when I did it as well. I'm happy for you. I'm obviously a big marriage believer and a child bearer myself, so I couldn't be happier that your life is kicking off. Obviously, Christian's happily married as well. Got to start popping out those kids, Christian, so we can fly in Endeavor and have a little play date, babe.
That's right. I'm working on it.
Working on it. Yeah, work on it, babe. Say, hey, Molly, let's go. All right, boys, you guys are the best. Chat, you are the best. We will be back. I don't think we did it last year. 2 years ago we did, but we'll have the award show. We'll work it out amongst ourselves. We'll be back maybe sometime the first week of January. Merry Christmas. I don't say happy holidays. Don't you fucking dare say happy holidays to me. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy Hanukkah. Let's fucking go, boys, okay? Thank you.
Let's do it.
See ya. Let's make some picks with our man Brian Hatcher. Good. Motherfuckers. Perfect week for Brian Hatcher yet again. Motherfuckers. Good. Let's make some picks with our man Brian Hatcher.